The following podcast contains fecal unpleasantness, offensive language, and poor life choices. It is not for the faint-hearted or the strongly moral. On no account can the production team be held responsible for you soiling yourself with outrage, offence, or even laughter. Barnard Star. A low-mass, red dwarf star, 6 light-years from Sol. Industrious and home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned. Ships must be authorized. And fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers. Lou Brachet and his maintenance crew have just finished the monthly clean of the docking bay. Everything is shiny and smelling like pine fresh cleaner, lavender oils, with just a touch from children's entertainers.
Right, chaps, that's the last of that fiber crap cleaned up. Never understand why they just don't pay their bounties. Still, jolly good overtime money, don't you know?
Nice to see the docking bay gleaming like a twatcher's forehead.
Out of my fucking way, peasants! Ah, Lou, just the man. Well, don't just stand there. Give me a hand with this rare Alioth elephant worm. 259-pounder with 7 tusks. Should look good on the wall of my office.
What on Barnard is that whiff, old bean?
Oh, that's the slime sludge. It needs removing. I'll do it now. Lou, squeeze my worm, will you? A little harder. Now, rub it up and down. Yes, you've got the spot. You might want to watch your feet. The slime sludge can be a little corrosive. Yeah, here, bail it up with this mug.
I say, it's positively oozing all over the shop. Roger, get a number 7 mop with a squeegee head. There's a good chap.
Hey, up. Wow, that's a huge beast. Ugh! What's this shite on the floor?
Fuck's sake, I'm smoking like thing getting with a flashlight. Look at my mop, my feet, my fucking knob.
Roger, he has no legs.
Oh, Minerva will groom a new pair. Now everyone grab a tusk. No, that's his reproductive organ, Jack.
Ah! There's gone in my mouth!
Oh, great, that's another mess. Get a sponge, Lou.
It tastes pretty good, though. Odd like a McStuffy.
Now you have it. And heave!
Ah, Uranus, I see you are back from your hunting trip.
Yes, unfortunately, we had to cut it short. You know Peter from Special Operations?
Oh, your impeccableness. He is the one with the strange phobia about being eaten alive.
Yes, that's the one. Well, he was eaten alive by the saber-toothed squirrel. His own fault for playing with his nuts. I told him the bed should be kept sealed at all times.
A tragedy, your totalitarianness.
Ah, yes, well, I've not told his wife yet. This is the only thing we could save.
What is that?
It's the rear panel of a survival onesie. Do you think I should give it to her like this, or remove the bio-waste first?
Where do you want this worm, Orpin?
The last 10 floors we had to drag it up by its moustache.
The worm doesn't have a moustache. The only hair it has is in the anal region. Actually, now I think about it, it is a bit ugly. Reminds me too much of Mother. Throw it out of the airlock.
I've just carried it up 43 flights of stairs. Lou had a mad seizure on floor 21. Roger has had to crawl here using only his tongue, as the rest of his body parts have melted. That could shove out the airlock yourself.
What did you say? Why, you little shit?
I said that could shove out the airlock yourself.
Mark!
Ah, for fuck's sake!
Your fantasticness, that was the mug I was using for the slime. I was going to give some to Newton Celsius for experiments.
My face is burning off. Has anyone got the number for Callum McGrath? I'll bloody sue you, Bruben.
Ah, yes, well, obvious accident, wouldn't you say, Michelle?
Oui, your greatness.
Everyone here saw him walk into that mug. Right, that's sorted. Come on over.
Well, I suppose an ice pack's out of the question.
It is missing from the first aid kit.
Ah, yes, I used it to cool down that Levian brandy I had last week.
Aha! An unfit-for-purpose first aid kit. That breaks all Federal Station laws, that does. I'll soothe you now.
Everyone's already met the ice pack, right? Obviously the accident has befuddled his mind.
Obviously, your eagleness.
They're gonna get it one day.
In docking control, Sean is talking to Richard about his recent troubles regarding reassignment.
I hear you got your marching orders to Rangoon.
Yeah, well, David was a little drugged up at the time. I've got no memory of it. In fact, he said, and I quote,
"Where the fuck are you going? I didn't authorise any overtime."
So I can take the situation's vacant sign down from outside the station.
Well, I had a word with Sarah Churchill, and I signed another 2-year contract. So now, you're stuck with me.
I'll tell you who I'd like to be stuck with. That Penny.
Yeah, there's a reason I keep scheduling you two apart.
But we get on like a house on fire.
That's the problem. The whole station could be on fire, and you two would be talking about the latest Susan Boyle's diet.
I've lost £12 from it. You play one of her singles before bedtime, and the pounds just fly off.
I didn't even know that was a thing. It does remind me of the late radio diet plan, though.
Yeah, too many people died on that, though. You know, going into a coma and not eating or drinking.
If you're that into Penny, why don't you ask her on a date? At least this one responds to you.
I know what you mean. My testicles have only just started to recover from all the beatings Tara gave him.
Yeah, she got the chief docker role in Hutton Orbital. I don't envy her that role. Everyone that turns up there is either aggressive from the journey or flying straight into the station due to them being asleep.
Hey, have you seen this? Just came through.
Federation memo. Those are never good.
David has also received the Federation memo, and he's less than happy with the contents.
Unsafe for practical purposes, too much debris around the entrance due to careless dumping practices, and there is a strange sticky substance dripping from Bay 3. Okay, I'll admit that last one is becoming a bit of a problem. Okay, recommended actions. Close the stations for a 14-day refit, divert all traffic to other system stations, and remove all waste to the new Cowden dumping ground. So, fucking close the station for 2 weeks. Oh, and it's to be a community project. Fuck's sake. I hate community projects. We have to offer people something for their services.
What do they recommend, your Emperoress?
It says here we should offer them 20% off goods and services at the station once completed. Okay, we can do that. Michelle, take a notice for me. Due to circumstances beyond our control, all goods and services will now be subject to a 25% export tax. Right, now we better start packing.
Close the station? Where will we all go, your gloriousness?
Well, I'm not going to the other fucking station. I can't stand Chris Bobbitts.
Maybe we can organise a vacation for all the staff.
Oh, bugger a vacation with all that fucking lot. I'd rather eat a bag of mugs and belly flop onto concrete.
Maybe we could do something you like to do, your eagleness.
Well, I suppose that could work. What do you have in mind?
Well, we could go hunting for that Beldacri Bolnotterous owl you have had your eye on.
Marvellous idea. I'll get my blunderbuss.
A notice regarding the station's future and David's vacation plan has been posted about the station. Many of the staff, with nowhere to go whilst the station is closed, have signed up to the community project. Jack, Finn and Doug are discussing the vacation in the customs area.
Well, that's the last of the cargo, me lovers. Nothing more to do than lock up. So, everyone going on this hunting trip with David's then?
I'm only going because my sister refuses to house me for 2 weeks.
I met your sister once, Finn. She's the one who works customs in Winners Hall, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a bit weird.
Finn, she's just like you.
She's not like me at all. Last time I went, she threw out all my copies of Orbital Orgies.
Finn, she threw out all your copies because all of the pages were stuck together. Remember, she brought you the laminated edition of Boils and Oils.
But they had sentimental value.
Sometimes I wonder what your parents were like. Honestly.
Well, my daddy was a miner, and my mother was a space trucker.
Your mother wasn't a space trucker, Baba. She worked on that pleasure ship, the Peppermint Hippo.
She was too a space trucker. She always told me she had a full load every day. I remember her moaning one day when I was a wee nipper.
My anus has taken a right pounding from several pirates, she said.
She was lucky to get away with her hull intact.
Do you not find it a little suspect that my anus ships have only been around 15 years and you're over 40?
It must have been a prototype then. Anyway, they struck her off after that and she got a job at MacThargoids.
Didn't you have an uncle that was struck off the medical register?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Something to do with having sex with all those patients.
Yeah, that was a shame. He was a fantastic vet.
In MacThargoids, May Swallow is relaxing after a hard shift with Penny Trayton. They take in the latest gossip over a large McStiffy.
That's what I heard anyway.
Well, I must admit I have seen her in that Thargoid bar. She kept grabbing handfuls of his nuts and nicking the salt off them.
Frank didn't seem to mind, though. What's he on now?
Oh, I lost count at his 35th wife.
Oh, well, his 21st birthday went down a treat other than that.
Yeah, shame they had to bring it forward because of the station closing for repairs.
Yeah, well, I've booked a nice hotel room on Cowden for the pair of us, since you told me Richard has been roped in to be David's gun holder.
Oh, that will be lovely. Still, I don't know why he chose Richard. He's not much of the outdoors type. There was that time he sat on a Barnard's bush hog and had a 12-inch prick sticking out of his rear end. Took Minerva 3 hours to pull it off.
Yeah, and David's gun boys tend to come home with fewer limbs than they left with.
Speak of the devil. Hello, Richard.
Have you two been talking about me again? I think I have everything David asked me to get on this list. Camouflage survival onesies, lots of bait, ammunition. So we're good to go. Oh, and get a look at this.
I love a man with a big weapon.
In the security office, Hans Supp is putting together his own team of hunters. Much like David, he wants to be the first to bag the Beldarkri Balnoceros Owl.
And even with aim assist off, I can still shoot a pea off your stupidly oversized head, number two. So stand still. I said stand still. Jeez, how do you expect me to practice if you keep bending over and grabbing your bits?
Me fucking Jacobs!
I barely graced you.
Barely? Have you fucking seen my genitals? No, that's because they're fucking vaporized.
Hand up to Ducky Bay 5. Hand up to Ducky Bay 5.
Right, number two. Don't go anywhere and stop bleeding on my floor. Last thing I need is that Lou Brochet in here and his stupid maintenance crew.
The hunting party has gathered at Bay 7. David has hired an orca to take the party to the Beldarkri system, and the crew are loading on all their essential supplies.
Whar? What the hell are you carrying in here, Baba?
It's just a bit of light reading. A few books and magazines I haven't had the time to get through yet.
Look at this. Lodged in Lesbians. Empire Enemas. Anal Alliance. Federal Fisting.
Just the bare essentials, you said. I never go anywhere without my copy of Empire Enemas.
Do you have anything useful like food, my lover?
I thought Jack was sorting out the food.
No, I was sorting out the maps and ammunition.
I said I would organise the drinks and survival gear.
And you said I'll organise the food and entertainment.
I may have got carried away a little with my own entertainment.
Mint-flavoured lube and 51 pairs of edible undies do not count as food. So what you're saying is, we've nothing to eat.
We'll just have to live off what we hunt.
I'm gonna die.
Can you make a nice meal out of a grandmother?
Relax, my lovers. I hunted for food on my parents' farm back in the day.
Oh, hello, chaps. Sorry I can't talk for long. David has me running around like a mule, trying to get this hunting stuff ready. Do me a favour and put this food trunk in the ship for me.
Yeah, just leave it with me, Richard.
I hope he realises he's probably not going to come home with both them arms.
Yeah. Remember what happened to the last one?
David told him to dress up as the Yan Yan Dung Eagle and climb a tree.
And then shot him out the tree, believing he was a Dung Eagle.
And then there was that time when he used landmines to capture the Alioth alligator snake, but he forgot where he put them. The whole catering department had two arms between them.
They never made soup again after that week.
Anyway, what are we doing? Let's get this food into our packs.
Lar, that'd be David's food. We can't take that. Besides, he'll notice Baba.
Fine, fine. We'll just leave her behind, shall we? Never mind that I had to have Minerva reconstruct half my body after David burnt it off with that slime sludge. And I'm not convinced my penis has been put on correctly.
David is not going to be happy when he finds out you've left his food behind.
Me? You mean Richard? I've not left anything behind. Maybe this time he really will send him off to Rangong's and I can get with a lovely May.
The trip to the Bell Daiquiri system is pretty uneventful. Apart from a small embarrassing incident, where the ship ran out of fuel and had to call the fuel rats. Oh, and David dumping the pilot out of the airlock during one of the many hyperspace jumps. The various crew members have now landed at Cowden Berth, where the hunting party are dropped randomly into the jungle to begin their adventure.
Nah, this is more like it. Stalking your prey through a dense undergrowth. Right, time for a break. Richard, get the mahogany table set up. Michelle, get the food. We'll have the chicken and the Chateau de Carl 2944. In the large mugs, I think.
We are hunting Ness. The food. It is gone.
It can't be gone. I packed it myself. Richard, where is my collection of fine foods and wines?
I left them with Jack. He said he'd pack them.
Mug! I told you to pack them! This trip with staff was a bad idea, Michelle. We've been dropped in this jungle miles from civilization. Nobody's going to come and rescue us because nobody has thought to put communication satellites around this godforsaken planet. So we have a 14-day walk with no food. If I could fucking eat you, I would, Richard Swallow. And don't think it won't happen. I'm quite good at making homemade mugger soups.
Well, you're good with a finger gun, so we should be fine.
I'm only as good as the victims put in front of me. And I'm sure you've noticed there hasn't been anything in front of us since that fucking ass Hang Solo back at base camp.
Well, we could eat the bait.
Do you know what the bait for the Beldarkri Bulno Taurus Owl is? No, I didn't think so. It's human feces with a cherry on top. Now, we've got a whole jar of glazed cherries, and if you keep this up, we'll soon have all the shit we need, too.
Okay, okay. Calm down. I'm sure there is plenty we can do.
Well, I bagged your left buttock. Michelle found the recipe book on how to barbecue a human. I'm pretty sure I packed that one.
I was thinking more about me going out and finding something to eat.
You find something. We have more chance of it, Lewis, getting interesting and informative.
I could murder a McThargoids right now. A lovely Thargoid triple with extra trumble and a side of balls and huge McStiffy. There's not like a good McStiffy inside you to help the day along.
I haven't felt this week since I got that 24-season box set of Stasis Shenanigans.
Well, keep quiet and look out for anything. The next thing that moves is supper.
Quick, look over there. I saw something move in that undergrowth.
Yeah, I saw it too. Looks like it was heading towards us.
Okay, I'm lining her up. Quiet, you two. No undercover masturbation, Finn. We need this. And no overcover masturbation either.
Okay, chaps, I don't get this hunting lark, but it's a great chance to look at the flora and fauna of this exotic planet. Look at that flower over there. It must be at least 9 feet across, whatever.
I think I see it. Whatever it is, it's over 6 feet tall. I can't get a clear shot.
Roger, be a good chap and pick that flower for me and I'll do a quick sketch. I'm sure we've got an undiscovered species here.
Right away, sir.
I got it! Right through the fucking head! Took it clean off its shoulders. Okay, you two, grab it and skin it and we can set up camp right here.
Roger! Roger! I say, old chap, where did you disappear to?
Hey, Jack, I found it. Or should I say him?
Him?
Well, it looks awfully like one of our maintenance staff.
Well, I don't care what it is, I'm so hungry. I could eat all the maintenance staff.
I heard you've notched quite a few of them already.
Well, give us a hand here then, my lovers. Whatever this is must weigh the best part of £200.
You know, now you mention it, it does look a lot like one of our maintenance staff. Still, I could eat one of David's jumpers. And anyway, what would any of our maintenance staff be doing this deep in the jungle?
Yeah, you're probably right, Jack. What was it that guide said?
Where? He said the chances of you meeting another human out here is 100 billion to one. You got more chance of winning the galactic lotto.
Well, it's not likely to be any of our staff then.
Okay, I'll skin it if you two get the fire going.
That sounds like a plan.
Roger! Roger! Where are you, old bean?
Hey, isn't that Lou Brush?
Well, it certainly sounds like him. Wow! What 100 billion to one shot! I knew I should have played the lotto this week.
Okay. I've cut it up into thighs, rump, shoulder and ribs. Should be enough here for a few days.
Oh, I say, old chaps, I don't suppose you've seen any of my staff. Some of them seem to have wandered off.
No, I can't say we have. Can we interest you in a roast leg of our latest hunt catch?
I say, that's jolly decent of you. Don't mind if I do. No idea what happened to my staff. What, oh, jolly bad show if you ask me. Oh, thank you, Finn, that looks spiffing. You haven't got any pepper, have you, old bean?
Deep in the Beldakri jungle, David, Michelle and Richard are struggling with a lack of supplies.
Well, there's nothing left to drink. Time to start on our own urine. Pass me that bottle, Michelle.
I have been drinking mine for weeks, your golden showerness.
Weeks? We've only been here 4 days.
Well, I was drinking David's until the other week. When he started putting your rhino cakes in the bathrooms, I nearly choked to death on a semi-dissolved one. But then I couldn't get used to drinking water again, so I carry mine in a thermos.
A thermos?
I like it warm.
Well, I suppose needs must. Oh, that's not as bad as I thought it would be. Tastes like a few mixed stiffies I've had recently.
Going to need another bottle here, Michelle!
Hans and his crew are having much more success at a hunting party. This, however, might be due to Hans' unusual methods of hunting.
Are you sure we'll be able to use missiles, sir?
I didn't hear you complaining when you were eating that walrus last night. You had extra tusks, if I remember correctly. Besides, these are modified missiles and therefore exempt.
Does seem a little bit overkill, sir.
Nonsense, number two. Launch another 6 missiles. Take that, you Imperial scum!
I do believe we've wiped out that herd of panther parrots, sir.
Excellent, number two. Reload, follow me.
Reloading?
Pass me the 4D binoculars. Target acquired at 34 degrees north, 69 west. Up a little and fire! Did you just pass gas number two?
Sorry, sir. Must be the extra tusk I ate last night.
It's not that. These are heat-seeking missiles. Run! Number three, congratulations. You've been promoted to number two.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I thought number two was already number two, sir.
He definitely is now.
Jack, Doug and Finn are sitting around a campfire finishing off their hunt.
Pass us some more of your gravy, Finn.
What gravy? I didn't make any gravy.
Ah, you did. That brown stuff in that mug there.
That's not gravy, Baba.
I don't know what that is. I found it when I skinned the kill. Anyway, here you go, Jack.
I think I'll pass now. Actually, I'm feeling a bit bloated. Although, I might take this other meatball.
Well, whatever that was, me lovers, that was delicious.
Well, I really must leave you chaps to it. I have to find Roger. It's so unlike him to wander off like this.
Oh, he'll turn up sooner or later.
Well, I predict he will show up in about 10 to 12 hours' time.
I didn't know you were psychic, Doug.
I'm not. I just found a name badge in my portion.
Oh, God! I've just eaten half of him!
And both testicles.
I wondered where this sausage came from. Still, he was delicious.
David, Michelle and Richard are continuing their trek through the jungle. Their situation, however, is not looking good.
How much further?
According to this map, we have 6 more miles until we get to the village of Machating in the water.
Shut up, I hear something.
It seems huge.
It's a bell darkly pulled out on a cell. Quick, give me the finger, Richard. Why, you little shit. Steady, steady. Shit, it's gone behind that tree. Richard, get behind that tree and beat it off this way.
Beat it off?
Are you sure that's the best way to get it out?
Gun! Bang! Bang! Fuck's sake, you're blocking my shot. What the hell were you doing to it?
Well, I was beating it off until you shot me.
I didn't shoot anyone, you walked into my bullets. Oh, great, now my gun's jammed.
You shot my fucking ear off. Medic!
Yes, medics.
Michelle, pass me a mug. One of the Hatton ones should do fine. And stop whinging, Richard. It's only an ear. It's not like you listen to any of the pilot's requests in docking. Range 58 yards. Wind 4 miles an hour to the left. Mug!
Good shot, Your Majesty.
Good shot?
Good shot? My fucking ear has been blown off.
Right, someone help me with this Beldarky Bulldozer's owl.
Are we going to eat it, Your Fantasticness?
What? I want it for my office. I can hardly hang it on my wall if it's been eaten. No, I want you to carry it.
I'm not carrying that. I haven't ate in 5 days. That thing must weigh half a ton.
Michelle, get me that Rangong's form. I've had a sudden change of mind.
Okay, I'm getting it. Well, thanks, Michelle. An underwire bandage. I didn't know we were carrying any of them. Oh, and it's stuffed with mountains of cotton wool.
Hans Sopp and his crew are also carrying several animals, having had a successful hunt. He is regaling his staff with hunting stories from his childhood.
Well, obviously, I've been hunting imperial scums! Animals, all my life. We used to holiday on Leif. One year, me and my dad eliminated every single tree grub. I miss Agent Lavender. Such a deadly chemical. Ah, here we are, number two. Fill the water bottles from the stream.
Ah, bloody fuck, sir. These flying midget ants.
With what you have, number two, you probably could. We are in the jungle. What did you expect? Hold my guns whilst I take a piss, number two.
And a piss, number two.
Oh, just a piss, number two.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, the flamingo deer left a bit runny here, too.
What the fuck are you talking about, number two?
Sir, what is that?
Something swam up my frankfurter! Oh, fuck! It's the pineapple spike and dero pufferfish!
How the fuck do I get that back out?
You need to make it debuff by calming it down! Singing a song, number two!
The only songs I know are classical death metal. Oh well, here it goes.
I don't think it likes it. Now it's turning to an anaconda.
I have an idea, sir. It's in the backpack. I'll just get it. Okay, here we have an emergency Lave radio broadcast. Lave radio broadcast, simply shake Ginger Welshman and Paul Merkin string. Warning, it may cause extreme drowsiness and death. Do not attempt during Hutton orbital run. Okay, here we go.
Ah, that's better. I'm going to need someone to carry my foreskin, though.
Jack, Finn and Doug, having ate heartily for the last few days, have set up camp in Machating in the Water, a delightful little village on the coast.
Hey, up. Ain't that Hans? What the hell happened to him? He looks like he's been through one of Finn's thorough examinations.
Don't ask. Still a successful week's hunting. It's nice to be out of the jungle, though.
Tell me about it. Much nicer on the coast. Nice sea breeze.
Hey, I've caught something.
Finn's never been to the beach before.
Yeah, my lover. I told him how we used to fish in rock pools and dangle lines off the pier.
Are you sure you're supposed to catch them like this? It's a little painful, but quite pleasurable nonetheless.
Finn, when we said dangle your nuts off the edge of the pier and wait till the crab clamps onto them, we didn't mean... Well, never mind. Put it in the bucket.
Okay, so has anyone seen David yet? He should have been here by now.
We ain't seen a word of any of them since we got dropped in the jungle.
Maybe we should send out a search party.
If there's one certainty in this life, it's that David always turns up.
We will give him till this evening then.
David's crew is suffering from malnutrition and exhaustion, and they are still several miles from the village. We join them as David finds a fruit tree.
Okay. Anyone know what this fucking fruit is?
It looks like a cross between an orange and a mushroom.
We had better leave it alone, your inquisitiveness.
I saw you stuff some down your shirt, Michelle, so don't give me all that. You just want them all for yourself.
Well, that was not for eating, Your Highness.
Well, at this point, it's a cross between eating Richard and eating this fruit. And as I don't want to explain to Sarah Bloody Churchill why another one of the staff has gone missing on one of these trips, I'm going to eat the fruit.
Are you sure that is the wisest decision?
If he dies, we don't have to carry that stupid Bulmosaurus owl anywhere.
I fucking heard that. You know, it's actually very tasty and juicy. Here, try one.
Actually, these aren't half bad.
Michelle, pick as many as you can with Richard. We'll take these with us.
They are very Moorish.
Hey, someone's fucking shooting at us. Michelle, give me the modified mag with the laser sights on. We need to return fire.
I think we're surrounded.
You eat forbidden agrofruit, many consequences you will face. Agrofruit only for one tribe, now you become our dinner.
We found eating fruit a wise one. There. Must face punishment.
This female looking one has self-garnished herself with many herbs, fruit and sausage.
Now hang on just a minute. You can't cook us. It's against the Federation Agreement on Colonization. It specifically says eating of the local inhabitants or visitors is strictly prohibited. I know it's annoying, but it has saved about 30 members of staff from being lunch.
Actually they can cook us. This isn't Federation territory.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, I demand to be cooked medium rare with a nice creamy sauce.
Ah! Watch where you're sticking that skewer!
Silence! We will give the ancient rites of one bungo!
One bungo!
One bungo!
One bungo!
Kiora!
I don't like the sound of this.
You will each proceed into our jungle garden blindfolded, and the first object you touch will be used in the rite of Wambango. Take them away.
Get your hands off me. Hey, what the fuck? Just wait till I get my hands on a mug, then you'll all be sorry.
Use your object.
Okay, I'm doing it. This one.
Ah, the wienerberry. Good. Good now, you.
Ah, this one is so soft and fluffy.
Yes, the fluffy nut. Small, but so very fluffy.
Okay, this one?
Elephant melon, the largest fruit in the known galaxy. 5 foot in diameter, certainly a mighty fruit.
One bungo, one bungo, one bungo.
You now choose death or one bungo. Survive the rites of one bungo and you may go free. But you must never return to this planet.
What the fuck is one bungo anyway? It's obvious I'm not going to choose death.
One bungo.
What the fuck are you doing? Ah, leave my trousers alone. Michelle, stop him.
What are they doing? I can't see without my glasses.
They appear to be sticking the wienerberry into David's derriere.
That was the second most unpleasant thing I've ever had in my life. If we ever get back to Barnard Station and either of you two plebs mention this, I'll perform my own fucking one bongo with a broken mug and a blunderbuss.
Bring forth the female-looking one with a beard.
Oh, just get on with the one bongo.
It's not even touching the sides of wise one. Actually, I think I've lost it.
Fine. Let her go. Bring the feminine-looking one.
Oh, fuck. Well, it's been nice knowing you guys. Give my love to May.
What the fuck are you talking about? Just take the one bongo. We'll get out of here. Maybe not with our dignity, but certainly with our lives.
Have you seen the size of that elephant, Melon?
Ah, yes, I see your point. Still, I'm not the one dying, so we'll just leave you to it. You know, places to go, people to see.
So, you have decided.
I guess I've got no choice but death. Then, goodbye, cruel galaxy.
This is death. The Wanzi tribe know only one method by death. One bungo.
Wait, what?
Death by one bungo.
Death by one bungo.
Death by one bungo.
Okay, you imperial scum tribe! Eat my long, hot missile! Fire, number two! No, the missile, you fucking idiot! You're as stupid as I'm tall, number two! Fire the fucking missile, number two! Fire the fucking missile!
Well, thank fuck for that! Hey, where's my Boldarkry bullnoter's owl?
Oops! Might have gotten a little overzealous with the missiles there.
Can you... stop this. Tribesman performing. One bongo.
Try saying please like Hans. Some people are never grateful.
Jack Sofalot, when I get my hands on you, the next anaconda that comes through to the docking bay is going right up your...
Well, someone is pleased to see us.
Oh, I love agarfruit. I eat six a day. Helps keep me awake when going through rectum referrals. What? Don't look at me like that. Ivan gave it to me. Besides, they grow it on lathe now. They're found if you mix it with onion head. You can even get through all 4 hours of lathe radio.
Hey, do you need a hand with that melon, mate? These locals are so nice. Ethnic, you know.
You've been listening to Dockers, a Onesie Hole production. This episode was finger-blasted by Simon Winnart and one-bongoed by Grant Walcott. The part of David Brubin was played by Keith Oss Wilkins, with Colin Ford as Richard Swallow, Danny Remklett-Bush as Hans Sup, Helen Flossie Lister as May Swallow, Ben Idleweiss Moss Woodward as Jack Sofalot, as Sean is Willie, Anne Angel Tweed as Penny Trayton, Robbie Wrongway Lister as Finn Gerin, Ian Phillips as Doug Kitout, Jack Weaver as Michelle Boots, Steve Dobbo Dobson as Lou Brochet, and Michael Searle as Number Two, Hope O'Mallow as the wise, not tall racist voice of the tribesman, and the part of the narrator was played by me, Ian M. Norman.
Any chance I can try some one bongo? I'll pick my own elephant melon.
Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous, with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It does not endorse nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.